Hey there, it's Maya from Hot Mess Help Desk. If you clicked on this one, your brain might be doing that thing. You know, the overthinking Olympics. So let's take a few minutes to slow it down together. This isn't about turning your brain off. It's about finding a tiny bit of quiet inside all the noise. Go ahead and get comfortable. Sitting, lying down, standing, whatever works. If it feels okay, let your shoulders drop away from your ears. Unclench your jaw, unscrunch your face. We hold anxiety in weird places. Sometimes we don't even realize it until we check in. Now let's start with your breath. You don't need to breathe a certain way, just notice it. The air moving in, the air moving out. It's happening on its own. You're already doing something right. Anxiety loves to live in the future, in what ifs and should haves. But mindfulness is about now. Right now, in this second, you're safe. You're breathing. You're okay enough to be listening to this. That's your anchor. As you sit here, notice how your body feels. There's no need to change it, just check in. Is your chest tight? Your stomach fluttery? Your hands or legs a little restless? Those are just signals. Your body's way of saying, hey, I'm carrying a lot right now. You can silently say back, I hear you. That's all your body really wants, acknowledgement. If your thoughts are still racing, picture them like cars on a busy street. You don't have to stop the traffic. Just stand on the sidewalk and watch them go by. You might say, did I do enough today? Or what if I failed that test? Or did that person think I was weird? Let them drive past. You don't have to chase everyone. Sometimes your brain will try to pull you into the car. Come on, we need to worry about this right now. But you can choose to stay where you are, watching. That's mindfulness. Noticing the thought without getting in and riding it down the highway. Now bring your attention to something around you, something simple and real. The feel of the floor under your feet, the sound in the room, the air on your skin. Anchor yourself there. You're reminding your nervous system, hey, we're not in any danger, we're just thinking. If you'd like, you can use a grounding phrase in your mind, something like, I'm safe right now. Or, I don't need to solve everything today. Or maybe just, this moment is enough. Pick one that feels right and repeat it quietly to yourself. Anxiety sometimes tells us we need to do something. Fix it, figure it out, plan it all. But sometimes the bravest thing you can do is pause. Just sit in the moment and let things be what they are. You're not ignoring your problems. You're giving your brain a chance to stop sprinting. Now shift your focus for a second to gratitude, but in the smallest way possible. Not, I'm grateful for my entire life level. We're not writing a Hallmark card. Think of one small thing that's okay right now. A warm drink, a friend who texted, the fact you made it through the day. Let that little okayness sit with you for a breath or two. It doesn't cancel out anxiety, but it balances it, even a little. If you're still feeling anxious, that's okay. Mindfulness doesn't erase anxiety. It just helps you make space for it. It's like saying, okay, brain, I see you're doing your thing. I'm not going to fight you, but I'm not going to let you drive either. Take one last quiet moment to just exist here. No fixing, no judging, no goals. You're practicing letting yourself be. You can come back to this anytime. Anxiety isn't a sign you're broken, it's a sign you're human and your brain is trying to protect you, even if it's being a little dramatic about it. You're doing great just by showing up. I'm Maya Ice, and this has been your Hot Mess Help Desk Mini Reset. Be gentle with yourself today, and remember, even when your brain feels loud, you're still in charge of the volume. This podcast was produced by Student Media. Student Media is a student organization at the University of Evansville that utilizes design, photography, video, and sound towards experiential and academic learning in journalistic endeavors and storytelling. Student Media elevates the voice of the student body and connects the campus and community to important information and points of view. If you would like to donate, go to fireside.evansville.edu/donate to contribute to a program.